Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I want to start with myself. Whereas in the game of tag, of course, I'm always looking to tag somebody else, make somebody else sit. I was looking for who to blame. But if I really, really get it right, I understand we're going to have disagreements and conflicts. And we deal with those hours by starting with the question, what's my half of that? And if a man is going to be the head of his house, then that means it's our job to start that conversation. The instant my wife and I get in an argument, I need to understand it's my job to stop, think, okay, what's my half of this?
Glenn, am I recalling this quote correctly when you say, what is it about my behavior that contributes to your issue?
Right.
That's great.
Right, because we
all
have
so clear.
It's so clear.
We all have struggles, and we accidentally trigger one another's struggles. And I can blame that on you, or I can ask myself, okay, since we have this pattern that happens, it's really important to understand every pattern we have is 50-50. There's something I'm doing that's triggering something you're doing, which triggers something that happens inside of me. And then we each have to ask ourselves, what would be a loving alternative to the way that I behave when we get in that conflict?
And to be able to, you know, have your spouse say that to you, or you to say that to your spouse, suddenly creates, to me, a safe environment.
Right,
because it's
exactly.
Like, I want to move forward and create safety for you. And and so you to be able to say, when you do that, I feel unsafe, unprotected, uncovered, or whatever that is. And and boy, this is, we have a great conversation. We've got lots of calls coming in. Amy's calling in from Eden Prairie. Amy, you're going to get a copy of the book. I know you've got a question for Glenn today.
Hi, my question is, my spouse and I, we struggle with this, and it is a learned behavior, I think. And I'm trying to get to is, like, I'm out of blues, there'll be a blame. There's just nothing going on, and then suddenly a comment made that is already in a blame mode. And so how do I determine what is my part in that when I haven't even instigated anything to start that comment?
Okay, here's a funny thought for you. That is your part. So this thing comes out of the blue. The other person says that thing to you, which is harsh or judgmental or critical. And I want you to notice how fast you are to defend yourself or say that you didn't have anything to do with that. And as soon as you start defending yourself, you're in the game. So if that happens out of the blue, which you'll notice more and more as you get clearer and clearer about the game, it's not actually out of the blue, but let's just say it is for the moment. You still have freedom in Christ. You can still say, what happened there for you? What was that about, hon? Seemed like you got triggered by something. I can still use my freedom in Christ to use a non-defending, non-knee-jerk, non-hurtful response as a way of sort of, instead of defending myself, well, hey, I didn't say anything.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.